In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. St. Paul writes a fairly long letter to the Galatians, and we come in to that letter this morning in our reading in the sixth chapter of the letter. And St. Paul is really emphasizing what he's saying. And he uses something that if we did it today, if we were writing an email, we would use all caps. You know, you see people who write all caps sometimes to emphasize what they're saying. In the etiquette of the internet, it's considered shouting. And that's what he's doing. He says, "See what large letters I am writing in my own hand." Usually St. Paul dictates his letters, as he's dictated this one, most of it. But here he writes, give me that letter. He writes in big letters, "See what I'm writing in my own hand," to emphasize. "As many as desire to make a good showing in the flesh would compel you to be circumcised." Why? These are people who don't follow the law themselves. Not all people who are circumcised under the law follow the law themselves. But they want to be treated respectfully as Jews. Now, there's a difference between the way the Romans treated the Jews and the Christians. The Jews had been around a long time. The Romans knew what to expect from them. The Christians were a new people. That's what the Romans called them. This is a new people. So if you were a Jew, the Romans knew what to expect from you, and they treated you fairly well. But once you became known as a Christian, you might not get the same treatment. And St. Paul is saying, the only reason these people want you to be circumcised is because they use their circumcision and their status as a Jew so that they are not persecuted as Christians. So he's very upset about this, because what these Judaizers, people who are trying to change the Christian teaching to fit into their own understanding of religion as Jews, what they are doing is denying the reality of the Christian life, making it into something else. So he's very upset about this. Earlier in this letter, in chapter 2, verses 16 to 20, St. Paul makes the point that the purpose of the law was to cleanse the body, to have people do things bodily of a physical nature that would cleanse the body, keep the body clean and appropriate to enter the temple. But the law could not make the soul holy. The law did not have the power to make the soul holy, according to St. Paul. Christian life was about making the soul holy. He says, in effect, that we have abandoned the law, not because it's useless, but because it's weak. It cannot make us right. It cannot make us as we are meant to be. Now, all of this is about justification. Now, that term, since St. Paul wrote, has gained a meaning that is very narrow and specific, and even since a reinterpretation of the Christian faith began outside of the Orthodox Christian faith. So that it's very difficult, even for us as converts, to regain the strength of what St. Paul is saying, because in the back of our mind is this legal term, justification. The idea that the Son of God came into the world to die in our place because we had inherited the guilt of Adam. And on the cross, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, paid that debt to God, that debt for the guilt of Adam. And that is not the way the Christian faith was understood in the first centuries. And it's not the way the Christian faith is understood by the Orthodox Church. The key to this is very simple. Our relationship to God is not a legal relationship. In a court of law, you have to be competent to stand trial, or you can't be punished. if we had a legal relationship to God, and our relationship to God was simply that we had broken God's law, and having been created able to follow God's law, and having chosen not to, we deserved punishment. But that's not our relationship to God. Our relationship to God is that He created us in His image and likeness. He created us to be like Him, not just to follow His rules and His laws, and if we broke them, then we would be punished. The Orthodox reject the idea of the inheritance of Adam's guilt for breaking God's law. That's not our understanding. This word, justification, St. Paul uses a particular word that is not wrongly, but rightly translated as justification, but it's not nearly as narrow in Greek or in Hebrew as it is, or at least I'll say has become, for Christians in the West. The word is dikaiosis. Dikaiosis is the Greek word. The first part of it, dike, means right, true, or just. But it's not right as a matter of being right or wrong. It's right meaning that something is as it should be. It's right. If we are righteous, we act as we ought to act. There is a sense of righteousness, of right, and being straight and true, like an arrow. If an arrow is bent and you fire it, you let go of it with your bow to hit a target, it will go off on a curve. Your arrow needs to be right, straight, and true. It would not be wrong to call it an arrow that has dikaiosis. Right, straight, and true. God's intention is to make us as we should be, as Adam and Eve leave the garden. We are not finished. We are unfulfilled, unfinished. Only with the coming of Christ is our humanity fully revealed. In Christ, His humanity is just, straight, true. It's not bent. It's the way it's meant to be. In Him, our humanity is made just, straight, true. It is justified. It is made just the way it ought to be. If we let God do it, God will make us just and straight and true like Himself. He will justify us. He will make us like Himself if we let Him do it. Unless we rebel again, as Adam and Eve did in the garden, say, no, I'm going to try it on my own. Then we can't be the beings that God created us to be. God, we would say, as Orthodox Christians, is a justifying God. He takes that which is bent and not as it was meant to be, and He makes it just and true. And this is an ongoing process. Our salvation is that we are able to live in a oneness and communion with God. But if we are going to do that, repentance is necessary. Whenever we deviate from what is just and straight and true, we need to come back. Come back to what is just and straight and true, and we need to reject our having deviated from what is as it is meant to be in a human being. If we contrast this understanding with a legalistic understanding of the term justification, we can see how radically different it is. If we are justified simply in a legal sense, we remain as we were. There is no change to us. We just are left off the hook and we don't receive punishment. But the word that St. Paul is using is broader than that. It does include that idea of legal justification, but it doesn't narrow down to that meaning. It was narrowed down in Western Christianity to simply mean that and no more. That is not the fullness of the Christian faith. It's not why God came into the world, in order to leave us in our sin, but have us not suffer the punishment that we deserve. Orthodox would say He made our humanity right. In Christ, our humanity has been made right. He does this by pouring himself out, going far beyond what any human being would expect or even call justice. We could say from a human legalistic point of view that it is unjust for God to come and to pour himself out in love and compassion and the desire to make us what we ought to be and sacrifice himself. We don't deserve that. It's unjust. It is beyond justice for God to do this. This is God's justice. Jesus Christ, as the new Adam, makes our humanity right. He makes it as it ought to be, and we are baptized into his life. The divine human life of Christ, whose humanity we share as human beings, and we can share the humanity made right and just and true that is in Christ. Because we are already human beings and we are meant to be that way. The way he makes it possible for us to be, by establishing justice, perfection, righteousness as it is meant to be. He is more than a model for us to copy. Because how could we copy what he is simply depending on ourselves? God has created us in such a way that we are dependent on him. We are not independent from him. We can't be fully human in independence from God. That's what's wrong with the legal model. And the idea of God judging us as though we were independent beings that could simply be judged and punished because we broke his law. He created us in such a way that we have to have communion with him in order to be fully human. Jesus Christ reestablishes that communion, and he does so by justifying our humanity, making it as it's meant to be. Dikaiosis is a translation of a Hebrew term, and that Hebrew term is tzedakah. Tzedakah and dikaiosis and St. Paul means by justification the following: the divine energy that accomplishes man's salvation. It's grace. Now, if we say justification by grace, and we're thinking in a legalistic term, then we're in a whole different world. But if we realize that being made just, that God's justifying and making our humanity right, is his divine energy, his grace in action, then we begin to get some sense of what St. Paul is talking about and why he is so completely upset with the Jews who are Judaizing what Christians have been taught. God's justice is such that it is a pouring out of his love and compassion. God's justice is his love. God gives without taking anything in return. Jesus Christ preaches to us that we should do the same. Because how else are we going to help others to become as they ought to be? Justifying by repentance and sharing the perfection of the humanity of Christ by his divine energy, by his grace, he makes the bent and the crooked straight, and he restores us to what we are meant to be. He will, unless we rebel against it and say, no, I don't want that. I want to be independent. I want to do the best I can on my own. Or we might come up with a theology that says, we are all damned. There's nothing we can do. We are so bent, there's no way we can participate in our own salvation. But fortunately, the Son of God has come and has paid the price on the cross. And if I accept him as my personal savior, that's it. I'm done, I'm good, I'm saved, I'm not going to go to hell when I die, I'm going to go to heaven. Just as I am, God accepts me. No change. No being made straight. Now this being made straight, remember, is a process. It is accomplished and finished by Christ. But we participate in it as soon as we repent, as soon as we make the effort to participate in this humanity that is our true humanity revealed in Christ. And no matter how many times we fall, we return to it. Because the perfection of that justified humanity made right is there permanently. It has been accomplished by Jesus Christ, the Son of God. There is a sign that I sometimes see by the side of the road. I don't see it as much as I used to. And I think it could be interpreted in an orthodox way. The sign is, get right with God. I like that. Get right with God. You know what that translates into in orthodox theology? Theosis. How do you get right with God? Not by accepting that all you can do is accept his sacrifice because we're a hopeless case. And this is all God can do to save us from hell, to substitute himself and pay off the guilt that we still inherit from Adam. That's not how we get right with God. How do we get right with God? By following the first thing that John the Baptist preached, by following the first thing that Jesus Christ preached. Repent. Repent and stop trying to live on your own separately and independently from me. Return to me. Christ is constantly calling. Jesus is constantly calling others to return to him. St. Paul says, a man is not made as he should be by works of the law. Now I have substituted made as he should be for the word justified. That's what it is in the Greek, in the Hebrew. A man is not justified, made as he should be by works of the law. What does that mean? It means a man is not changed by works of the law. As St. Paul says many times, the law cannot change you. It can only condemn you. A man is not made as he should be, justified by works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. We believe in Christ that we might be remade as we should be, justified, made Christ-like. Theosis. This comes by faith, not by works of the law. The Son of God gave himself for me and for you so that we might live lives of meaningful spiritual effort, repentance, and redevotion to a life in Christ. Theosis, an active life of spiritual ascent, repentance, and movement. The Christian faith is a faith of dynamic spiritual life. It's not a faith that can answer in any meaningful way to the question, are you saved? Are you saved? Well, we can say, yes, we have been saved because Christ has accomplished our salvation. But our salvation is an ongoing living of a life that would not have been possible had Christ not come. And now it is possible. And he calls us to live that life actively. And so I've even considered the possibility, of course, no one would interpret it properly, but orthodox, of an orthodox bumper sticker. It would make perfectly good sense. Maybe we could start out the bumper sticker by saying, theosis, get right with God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.